This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man wa lahma ba'd. Today, inshallah ta'ala, will be one of the most important lessons of the entire month. If we can understand today's, inshallah, the future lessons will make a lot more sense. And that is, we have mentioned so far about the reality of dua. And I've quoted you some of the most important verses regarding dua in the Quran. And in every one of them, without exception, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unconditionally affirms that I will reply and respond to your dua. I quoted you, we began this whole series with the very verse which is the theme of the entire month. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will reply to the dua of the one who makes dua when he makes dua. Allah is not giving any exceptions. Allah Azza wa Jal is affirming, أُجِيبُ, I will reply. And in the other verse we quoted, which is this a second very important verse, Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has announced, make dua to me, I will reply to you. And I quoted you yesterday in Surah Ar-Rahman, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. All that is in the heavens and earth are asking Allah, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. Yawm should not be translated as day over here. Actually, yawm means any instance. In every millisecond, in every instance, he is doing something magnificent. Ibn Abbas and also Ubay and also Abu Darda, they all commented on this verse and they said the summary of it is, Allah Azza wa Jal is sometimes forgiving the one who asks. At another time, he is responding to the one making dua. At a third time, he's lifting the difficulty he's in. At any one instance, Allah is simultaneously responding to, taking care of all of those that are making dua to Allah. So then, what is the issue? What is the question? The question is as follows. If Allah Azza wa Jal has guaranteed the response, why don't we see that response? If Allah has guaranteed the ijaba is coming from me, then somebody will say, but I'm making dua, I'm making dua, I'm making dua, and I don't see the response happening. If we could understand that question and its response, which I will give today inshallah, the rest of the series will be far more easier to comprehend. So we will reply to this by exactly quoting what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Hadith is in Musnad Imam Ahmad, and also a version of it is in Abu Dawud. It's an authentic hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ma min muslim, and there's not a single Muslim who makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that Allah gives him, listen to this, إِحْدَى ثَلَاثْ, one of three things. This hadith answers and clarifies the whole misunderstanding. Nobody makes dua to Allah. The Prophet did make one condition. He said, that is not a sinful dua. You cannot make a sinful dua. Ya Allah, I want haram. Ya Allah, give me. No, you cannot make sinful dua. قَطِيعَةِ رَحِمْ, asking for the bonds of the, you know, family to break up. No, no. If it's a halal dua, a mubah dua, something that is good, except that Allah will give him إِحْدَى ثَلَاثْ, one of three things. Number one, he will reply and give him exactly what he asked for. Number two, أَوْ يَدَّخِرَ ثَوَابَهُ fil akhirah, or Allah will preserve for him a thawab, a reward equivalent to what he asked for, and he will give it to him in the akhirah. So you will ask, and Allah will, every time you ask, credit your account. You will get a bank balance, halal bank balance, Allah's balance. You will get, and you will see it on the day of judgment, every time you made dua commensurate to that dua, proportional to that dua, you will get Allah's thawab, yaddakhiruhu, it's saved for you. You will not see it, but the ijaba is there, and you will see it in the akhirah. Or what is the third thing? أَوْ يَصْرِفُ عَنْهُ, or he will avert from him a bala, a calamity that was otherwise destined. There was a trial that Allah had destined for this person, but simply because he made dua, he made dua, he made dua, equivalent to that positive, Allah will eliminate a negative, that you will not face it in your life because of that dua. If you understand this is what ijaba means, then you can never say, I'm not seeing the ijaba. Because ijaba is not only category one. Actually, the Arabic word ijaba doesn't mean to give you what you want. Ijaba means to reply. Literally, ijaba is reply. Su'al and jawab, you reply. Allah will reply. Allah will respond. And that is unconditional. Every time you make dua, Allah will respond. And that is the response. But the response doesn't mean you will get what you want. You will maybe get it, or maybe thawab, or maybe something will be averted from you. This is one of the key points we need to understand. Every time you make dua, Allah will give you something for that dua. Then the next question comes, okay, if that is the case, then why are there so many aspects of dua that etiquettes and timings and posture and more blessed? In other words, if every dua is answered, if every dua is answered, then why Laylatul Qadr versus now? Why should I do wudu and raise my hands and say, Ameen? We're going to go over the etiquettes in the next few days. Why should I prioritize the etiquettes when I'm being told right now that every single dua is replied to? What is the fadila of Laylatul Qadr versus any other night when every single dua we replied to? And the response to this is once again twofold and understand. Number one, all of the etiquettes of dua, the postures of dua, the blessings of dua, the timings of dua, the states in which dua is responded to, for example, the one fasting, the Prophet ﷺ said his dua will be replied to. Why the one fasting when I just told you the Quran says everybody will be replied to? This is responded to in two ways. Number one, the chances of you getting what you want, category one, increase. I.e., rather than delaying thawab, rather than a calamity being averted, because we are simple people, we are short-minded, we are hasty. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ right? وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. We want things right here and now. If I ask Allah for something, my short mind, I prefer that thing. Even though perhaps in the akhirah, the thawab will be much more beneficial. But I just want this thing right now. So when we follow the etiquettes of dua, the timings of dua, the blessed opportunities of dua, one of the things that happens, we increase the chances of number one versus number two and number three. Is that clear? Right? That's the first thing that happens. And the second thing that happens is that when we are eager to follow the etiquettes and follow all of the adab and all of the requirements are met, then actually we increase the numbers two and three, even if we don't see it in this world. We are being blessed more for making dua on Laylatul Qadr. The thawab we will get on Laylatul Qadr will be much more than the thawab we will get on any other night. Hence, those blessed timings and those blessed states and following the adab will automatically increase Allah's ijaba in any of the categories. The potential for Allah's ijaba will increase manifold. So if we understand this point, then inshaAllah ta'ala, everything else will be easier. I want to conclude with two very beautiful traditions. The first one, Sunan Abi Dawood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal is hayy. He is full of majestic shyness. Hayy, he has haya. He has shyness. Kareem, he is ever generous. يَسْتَحْيِي مِنْ عَبْدِهِ. He is embarrassed from his own abd, from his own servant. When the abd raises his hands to Allah asking something, that those hands come back empty without having given him something. Answering dua is a part of Allah's perfection and majesty. Allah is Al-Kareem. You know, when we're sitting in the car at the traffic light and a beggar comes knocking on our door, wallah, even if we don't give, we feel haya. Come on, this guy needs food. We feel a sense of shyness and embarrassment. And Al-Haya'u min al-Iman. It's a sign of Iman. How much more so when Allah, who is Al-Hayy, when Allah is asked by one of his servants, Allah Azza wa Jal is not going to allow your hand to come back absolutely empty. And the final hadith I'll mention, the very hadith that I said, that Allah gives one of three things. Either you get what you want, or you get thawab, or you get averted a calamity. One of the sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, if this is true, إذن نكثر, Ya Rasulullah, we're going to be asking Allah for kathir. I mean, you're telling me there is no limit. You're telling me I can ask and ask and ask. And for sure, one of these three things will happen. Put a stop to this. You have to put a limit. Or else if you don't, Ya Rasulullah, if you leave the door open, well then, I'm going to ask and ask and ask and ask. Idha nukthir. And the Prophet ﷺ smiled and said to him, Allahu Akthar. Allah is even more than all you can ask for. So go ahead, O Muslim, be greedy. This is halal greed. Be greedy. You want Allah to give you. You want Allah to reply. You want Allah's ijabah. Allah is not stingy. And Allah has khazain of samawati and ard. So ask Allah and continue to ask. And ask Allah for the smallest. And ask Allah for the biggest. And ask Allah in the morning. And ask Allah in the evening. And never stop to ask Allah anything you need. And be assured, be guaranteed, every time you make dua, Allah is giving an ijaba. And we will continue, inshallah ta'ala, on this point and others day after tomorrow, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
تعود إلى رضا ربي.